My son walked me back to my hotel after dinner at the Cajun Cafe that we always choose when we get together in the capital. Kelly and I savor our reunions because we live on opposite coasts, and given our work, we're lucky to see each other 3 or 4 times a year. At the rate we're going, and at the age of 59, I try not to dwell on how many of these times we may still have in store. Kelly's a 35-year-old actor, part of a national touring company of the Broadway play Copenhagen. Most of his old classmates from private schools make more money than he, but few are as rich. As we stroll through the streets of Washington, I throw my son a question from completely out of the blue. So, Kelly, what's a human being's highest calling? I know I'm being weird, but it's my way to watch my kids think on their feet. Kelly, who's used to this, deadpans, "The highest calling, Dad? 10,000 feet, minimum." We laugh. Passersby turn to stare at us. 30 years ago, this strapping man was a boy who liked to climb on my back and wrap his arms around me as we watched TV. His eyes would grow wide with imagination when I read books to him. Now I look across our jambalaya and shrimp etouffee and watch my son tell me about his life, his hopes, his plans. Subtle lines have begun to make creases at the corner of his eyes. The faintest traces of gray appear at the temples and in his thick, dark beard. It's odd to encounter your own child's concessions to age, yet Kelly is alive and vital and spellbinding. His education, for which his mom and I paid dearly, shines through his every comment. Best of all, he likes my company. Too soon, dinner is over. So's the walk to the hotel. I squeeze my son hard and kiss him on the cheek before putting him in a cab. I go to the desk to settle up so I can make a quick getaway in the morning. Back in my room, my message light is blinking. The voice is my son's. Okay, our highest achievement is to learn and to love and to be loyal to each other. I beam, but Kelly can't remain serious. He adds, "But Dad, it really is best when it happens at 10,000 feet. I'm a rich man. I'm Kelly O'Coin's father. I'm Les O'Coin.